And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all-electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up. Been thinking of purchasing a new outboard? Don't delay and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Wide Wake for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $500 in dealer credit. New Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection, and new 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. No need to delay during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offers December 6, 2024. Subject to change, other restrictions and conditions apply. Sport models included. New 2.5 to 25 horsepower four-stroke outboards is dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower. Ford's MSRP value of goods and or services purchased at the authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. At no extra cost to consumer. New 425 to 450 horsepower is a 24-month Yamaha extended added 60-month factory limited warranty. New 30 to 350 horsepower is a 36-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for detail. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're already getting the fishing story. Rick, yeah, it's a good time having these guys in there.
No doubt, the boys from Dana Landing, Nick and Johnny. Morning, boys. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Morning.
Surprised we were able to peel you guys away. It's been a very busy time at Dana Landing. I was just there last week, and I think things were hopping. And you know, we had this little, you know, there's always ebbs and flows to the season, but you always get concerned when there's a, you know, when there's an ebb towards the end, and everybody was worried, and you know, the swordfish that we always hoped was a thing kind of hadn't happened yet, and it seemed like it was off to a slow start, and then all of a sudden the tuna fishing got a little slow, and the yellowfin hadn't happened, and everybody started going into the woes, and man, you just turn around and here comes the yellowfin, and here comes the swordfish, and here comes the craziness back right to Dana Landing, and I can't imagine how it's been, but we're sure stoked that you guys were able to sneak away for a couple hours and hang with us. Good morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us, what's things been like? How's the shop? How's the fishing? Give us a little rundown of what's been going on at boy, one of my absolute favorite places, Dana Landing.
I mean, it's steady as she goes. Of course, this swordfish hit got everyone all fired up and working the scales pretty hard. And I think, you know, looking back right now, it seemed to have gone from nothing, like absolutely nothing. And we had a couple customers that were regulars that were going out at least 2 or 3 days a week and trying for nothing. And then all of a sudden, the Sunday before the full moon, two guys went out to the nine and they both got fish. And then that was just the start of it. And then everyone just, you know, since then it's been It's backed off a little bit in the last few days, but they're still hooking fish and still getting fish.
And some jumbos too, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
More than the opposite, right?
Like,
and it's something that we've really only been on for what, 6 years or whatever, and
right. Yeah.
Like, what truly is the cycle? What is the?
Yeah, we're still learning,
right?
Yeah,
and I mean, what? Because you don't see them on the surface, really, right? Do they? I mean,
no,
not this year anyway,
right? But they're getting them.
Yeah, it's really cool. And again, you know, that's something that's a specialty that you guys do, whether it comes to the, you know, providing the baits or the full rigging, or, you know, a guy can come in who's very savvy at it and get the little bits and pieces that he needs, or having never done it before, and you guys could set somebody up completely.
Yeah, that's I take pride in doing that. That's pretty much my specialty. Is I've had guys come in on a Wednesday night and they want to fish on Thursday morning, and it's tough to do, but you know, we can get it done, and I enjoy, you know, putting my skills to the test, you know, rigging people up and seeing the enjoyment of people catching fish off the stuff that we do.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
for the, you know, I mean, I know there's a ton of things you do and there's a ton of fishing that's going on right now, but just since we are talking about swordfish, Johnny, how advanced does a guy need to be to go catch? You know, I mean, I've caught plenty of tuna and I've been trolling it around and I caught my bluefins, but I've never even tried it before. I mean, you don't know anything until you do it, but can you guys set a guy up at least and get him pointed in the right direction where he got a fair shot at going and catching one of these things?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
for sure. I think more people this year are catching them that are inexperienced than guys that are experienced. You definitely have a good shot. That's this last moon phase, I want to say the October 13th through the 16th or 17th, was absolutely Richter. You know, guys that never dropped a bait before are coming in with fish, you know. And
so cool.
They're not small fish. These are 225 to 450-pound fish for the most part.
Insane.
It's so real. It's so cool. And the thing that I love about Dana Landing is you guys can take care of every little part of it, like including – you know, if you're not a guy that's savvy on, you know, rigging and sewing baits together, you sell baits that are already done. You can walk in, have Nick, have Johnny, have any of the boys set you up completely and just drive out, clip everything together, put it down, and
plug and play. Yeah, plug and
that's
play.
So rad.
What is the number one baits that they're using?
It's still squid.
Squid.
Yeah.
Is like the number one?
Yeah. We're selling a couple eels, you know, rigged eels also, but I think for the most part, most guys are just going with squid.
Interesting. Really
and cool. It's producing, you know, so why change it?
That's the thing. That's the other thing that's so cool about Dana is, you know, everybody that hangs a big one upside down that's coming after Mission Bay, I mean, you guys, you're on the forefront of it, not both on the fishing yourselves, but
right.
Everybody that comes through hangs a big one on the scales that are right there on the fuel dock at Dana Landing. And,
yeah.
I mean, the info gets no fresher than your crew. You get to hear and see every single success story that comes back to Mission Bay.
Yeah, that Sunday when it started, the first fish that came in, the guy had his bait down for 15 minutes.
Oh my
and
God!
Got bit. Like it was like 11:30 in the morning, and I'm like, is this guy? I can see the bill sticking out of the side of the boat. I'm like, he's gonna weigh a swordfish right now.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But then you get some other people who will spend some time out there and not land on them. So
that's the other thing too. Like one thing, you know, sword fishing is also reminiscent of like that the big giant bluefin fishing. Like it's easy to convince yourself that everybody's got one because you hear about every single one that gets caught. You know, it's all over social media and it's the buzz and everybody talks about it. And like you sometimes get the false sense. And no, don't get me wrong, it's really good and it is for sure. But you know, sometimes a guy can get frustrated. You make a trip or two without catching one, like it's just a weird fishery that you hear about every single one that gets caught.
Yeah. Well, the social media thing, you got to kind of take that with a grain of salt. Because
right.
A lot of people, they just keep recycling their pictures.
Sure.
You know, and people come in and they go, dude, so-and-so has been, he's already got seven.
Yeah.
He's already got seven this year. I'm like, no.
The same fish.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
But yeah, same boat with another buddy holder this time.
It's good. I mean, it's good. You got a good shot. But it's like sea bass fishing.
Sure.
You know, like you spend your time in the zones where the fish swim through,
and eventually
you're going to get your shot.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And with as crazy as that is, there's all kinds of other things that are going on right right now. We've seen this, you know, this this yellowfin come back, and now starting to see some local yellowfin. And and I know that bay bass fishing you guys stay on as a year round fisher. What are the other things keeping you guys busy at the market right now?
Surf fishing, lot of surf fishing,
really?
Bay fishing. A lot of, we do a lot with first timers.
Okay.
Like rent a rod and reel. Like we're gonna go out in the bay and see what we can catch.
Yeah.
We have all the boat rentals. You know, so there's a multitude of things that we're working with.
We always say Dana Landing is the true one-stop shop. And it is. There isn't anything that's more complete. And it's not only, you know, perfect tackle like Nick's talking about, but, you know, you said it, Johnny, the, you know, boat rentals, fuel, you know, you're having a boat issue that morning. You guys have got all the essentials there, the killer deli, all the tackle. I mean, it truly is one-stop shop.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely is.
And a whole lot of MC swim baits.
Right, definitely, yeah.
Corey keeping us styled out and lead heads and swim baits. And plus, you know, being in San Diego, I'm sure Ricky knows down at Fisherman's, is you're like a stopping off point for all points south. So, you know, as it gets more towards, you know, winter, people are going down to, you know, Bahia de Los Angeles and going down to Cabo and going down. So you got to, you're rigging people up. You know, you have to kind of know what's going on, like what lures are biting in L.A. Bay. And getting people rigged for marlin fishing or wahoo fishing or, you know, you name it. You got to be able to take care of everyone.
Speaking of Bisbee's, what a wild finish that was last night.
What happened?
I haven't been around it forever, but certainly one of the best biting years of fish around. I think there was over 100 blue marlin caught and released, you know, for the tournament fleet. But what has been missing the last few years was big fish. You know, it takes a 300-pound fish to make qualifying weight. And, you know, last year they got them, but in a few years previous, there was real struggle to have a single qualifier. And, I mean, I think this year, you know, in the 3 days of fishing, there was 2, 3, 4, 5 every single day. But yesterday being the finale was so exciting in that, you know, it's lines out is at 5 o'clock. That's when you have to stop fishing. However, if you have hooked a fish previous to 5 o'clock, you can continue fighting up until 9 o'clock. You've got to be by the scales by 9. That's the cutoff. And one of the who have become just synonymous with doing super successful is that Stella June, Evan Salve, they have had an unbelievable run and had the big fish of the day. And, you know, they're in across the board, all the dailies, lots of money. I think the fish was, at the time they weighed it, that fish was worth a couple million bucks. But there was two other boats that were pulling on fish.
At the same time.
You know, who knows the scenario? Who knows if they're big? Who knows if it's tail wrapped? Who knows if they'll get in? Both of them were racing to get back to the scales on time. One of them, Jake, a local, you know, very local Point Loma, Dana Landing guy.
Yeah.
And they made it to the scale with, I think, 30 minutes to spare and had a fish that eclipsed the size and became the new leader and is this huge thing. And everything had just about been over because it's 8:30 at night and basically the tournament kind of wraps up at 5.
And so is Evan still?
So Evan's still going to get a ton of money because they were in across the board and this fish that beat them was a little bit a heavier fish, but they weren't in every single jackpot.
Right.
And then there is a center console that is now flying back to the boat trying to make it with a really big fish. They make it with like 10 minutes to spare, and a 33-foot center console with a local captain and a local owner to San Diego here, and they had a 600-pounder that they pulled on for 11 hours in a center console and then eclipsed that fish again. So, like, all of this, like, down to the wire, buzzer beater fish, you know, one coming in after the other, total dark weighing them up. It was a really exciting thing. Like, I was in my house hoping the Dodgers were going to lose with one eye, and then the other eye on my phone watching, you know, Facebook Live of these big fish coming in. Yeah, it was really, really fun, man. It was really exciting, and lots of big ones, lots of money spread around. You know, there was, I think, close to a $7 million total purse for the tournament, which is just insanity.
Insane.
insane.
But when you look at like the payout distribution, there was a ton of people won a ton of money, which is like the most ideal thing. You know, there wasn't one person that swept every daily of everything every time. Like,
which happens not often, but quite a bit of the time.
Yeah, it just shakes out how it shakes out. And this was really cool. Lots of people won a ton of money. It was really exciting to see.
Was that last? The thing I didn't catch last night was that big one. Were they across the board?
They weren't. No, they weren't. Just like Jake and the guy, like all, and I believe they were even a slightly lesser. So, so Jake won some good money. Evan Salve won some great money. Yeah. These guys on Crudo won great. It was just, it was really cool to see. Like, it really was spread out. Yeah, it was awesome. You saw big hitters catch fish. You saw local guys catch them. It was really exciting to watch.
Just the way you want it to be.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's it, man. And,
except the Dodgers lost.
they won.
Oh, they won.
They won in a big way. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Have a gun.
It was exciting baseball to watch for sure. But, man, a lot of fun. And
I had to throw it in there.
Yeah, it needed to be done.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on today. So much to cover. Again, it's so easy to talk about the big things, these big tuna that are getting caught and these big swordfish. But, man, let's not stray from the other things. Like, you talked about it, Johnny. The surf fishing's been so good. Bay bassing, you guys do year round and such a rad fishery in Mission Bay. Like, this is going to be a great one.
Mission Bay is probably the best spot of bay bass fishing in Southern California. It is. It's truly, there's so much eelgrass and shallow water. It's one of the funnest fisheries. And see those blue skiffs out on the bay. It's one of my cool things I get to see, man.
And you catch them year round. I mean, there's not a month of the year where there's not good fishing to be had.
It's a captive audience.
It's a little tough right now because the water's gin clear. You know, I mean, you can be in 14 feet of water and you can see lobsters down there crawling around in the eelgrass.
Wow.
So I did have a pretty good Corvina bite on Monday.
Short fin Corvina.
Yeah, short fin. Yeah. Yeah, on Monday night back on Sail Bay. That was pretty good. That was a little bit of a surprise because the bass weren't biting. So that was a good surprise.
Sail Bay, I'm taking notes.
Yeah. You said Monday night. Is that only a nighttime thing? Or do they just bite better in the dark? Or?
Well, usually I'm on the boat offshore fishing, but I was on land and just the tide was perfect. It was a bottom of the low tide. And so some of those spots back there, you kind of need a real low tide in order to access some of the drop-offs. And it was low enough that I could wade out to about my knees and then fish the jerk bait, and they were smoking it pretty good.
How cool is that?
You're hardcore, man. That's rad.
Dude, from the bay, shortfin Corvina, to the swordfish, we got it all in studio today, and we're going to give away a $100 gift card to one lucky texter or caller, right?
Cool.
I mean, a $100 gift card to Dana Landing. I know.
And that'll actually be good at all the stores.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
okay,
awesome.
So Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle and East County Bait and Tackle or Dana.
That's
there you
awesome,
go. How
man.
About
Thank
that?
Very, very generous. And like you say, obviously, we've barely scratched the surface of the knowledge that these two guys have in here today. And today's going to be a great one.
It really is, Rick. And we haven't even got into the fact that just 2.5 weeks ago, Johnny got a nice yellowfin, too. I can't wait to hear about that. So if you want to give us a call, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. And to text the show is, same as always, it's only done one way. It's done through the app. It's a super easy, free download. And right there it says text the show. You can send us a message. Rick's already going through them.
Yeah, exactly.
Make sure that you do leave your name and telephone number because it's the only way. It's a one-way messaging system, and you want to make sure that when Nick flips the coin at the end of the show, where's that coin, Nick? We'll find it. But you're going to be the one that gets to flip the coin at the end of the show, and we need to know who it is. So name and telephone number. Again, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back with Johnny and Nick from Dana Landing on Mission Bay when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing, Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your your choice. So when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and Tool Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, having so much fun in the studio with Johnny and with Nick and from Dana Landing. And you want to join us, 213-432-1090. We've got a couple open lines right now. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can send us a text via the app. And we're giving away a $100 gift card to one of the three shops, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, East County Bait and Tackle, or Dana Landing right there on Mission Bay.
I got to speak for East County Bait and Tackle because it's certainly in my hood and right around the corner. And not only, I mean, it is by far and away the most complete and dialed in and killer freshwater tackle store in East County. But the other thing there, if you don't feel like driving all the way down to Dana Landing, you don't feel like driving all the way to the coast, there's great saltwater selection in there too. Yeah. Like ECVT is so well stocked up. Clearly the shining star is the amazing amount of freshwater inventory that's so new and killer. But I love that. That's my neighborhood tackle store.
Their jig wall looks a little different though.
Yeah, that is true. but they have the best selection of jigs. They just all have lead heads and vinyl skirts on them.
Yeah, that.
I love it. And I mean, from a guy that owns a tackle store, I go in there all the time because, like, man, it's a whole lot easier to pop over to EBCBT than to run all the way down to Dana. You know, I love it. The guys do such a killer job. And if I won that $100, it'd be hard to decide whether I'm spending that at the on the coast or out in Lakeside.
Would it be good in the deli?
Oh, good for everything.
There it is.
Well, there you go. That's another story.
Every time I'm in there, that darn deli, man, it just ruins me. It wrecks me. Just the bacon cooking and the toasting, and man, it's just...
Obviously, we keep our boat at Dana Landing. I talk about it all the time. Like, you guys have made me the most unprepared fisherman because I know that we can rely on it. We know exactly where we need to call to put in the breakfast sandwich order and the lunch sandwich order. Yeah. So you pick both of those up on the way, grab some ice, grab some bait, throw a little fuel on, away you go.
It is.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the phone lines are getting packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Or like Corey said, send us a text. Text only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, and lots of great text already coming through. Just like this one we're going to start off with. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. Nick has always been super helpful when I go down there to gear up for a trip. I grew up in PB, so Dana Landing naturally became my most frequented tackle shop. He never tries to always sell and always seems to be in the loop. My question for Nick, if you guys were putting together a budget swordfish outfit, how would you do it and what would it consist of? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Oh, so the Tuna Twins 2 weeks ago did catch a 492-pound swordfish on a Tanacom 1200. That's with these big fish, you have to realize this is the gladiator of the sea, so you can't really take too many shortcuts when it comes to outfitting yourself. You know, you definitely want to reel with a brushless motor. You know, I don't believe the Tanacom is brushless. So most guys are going to the Seaborg. The Seaborg for, I believe, $1,600 or $1,700 is probably your best budget, if that's the word you can use, at $1,700 reel to go with. Rod wise, I've seen pretty much any bent butt rod from that's rated 60 to 130, 80 to 130 will get the job done. I've seen high end rods. Seeker makes a great bent butt rod that's specific for tuna or for swordfish. So yes, I would say Seaborg. The Seaborg 1200 is for the reel, and then rod wise, you can do anything that you would really.
Nick, do you have to go electric?
No, yeah, you don't have to go electric. That's a good question. That's a good, very good question, Rick. You can definitely go hand crank. There are guys that hand crank. There's nothing wrong with hand cranking. The biggest issue I see with
there is kind of a problem with it, though.
Well,
how long does it take you to reel up 10 pounds?
That's 20 minutes. So for us, when we're in transition going from, we've been on a drift for an hour, two hours, I want to get those big, and we're fishing two baits. We're fishing a tip rod and a buoy rod. I want both of those in within 12 to 14 minutes.
Yeah, because, if you get bit on one,
right,
you've got to get the other one in like ASAP, which is like Johnny's saying.
Right. So you could do it, like Rick said, you could do an international 50. Most guys are putting 80-pound braid. You could go 100, but 80-pound definitely cuts through the water quite a bit better. But
whatever the investment is, you get a 180 to 250 pounder or whatever the average might be.
Right.
I think what I was getting at with Rory wanting to dab his toe into it and being on a budget,
right,
I would venture to guess that a lot of people have a bluefin kite outfit that with Nick and with Johnny's redoing the line, basically. The line setup that you have for your big bluefin on the kite is probably not ideal.
Right.
We do it all the time at the shop. We do the same thing. We'll take a kite outfit, strip all the line off of it, put it onto a spool, put a piece of tape around it, right? Bluefin kite outfit. That goes on the shelf in the garage. Then refill the reel the way that Nick has it set up, all specific with, all the ways. And that can become your swordfish outfit. No doubt you're going to go and you're going to catch your 400-pounder, and then next season you're going to invest exactly in the gear that Nick's talking about, because it does. Having the electric makes it so much easier, but you don't have to have it. If you've done the bluefin kite thing, you likely have gear in your garage right now that will do you just fine.
It is incredible. That fish, once you... Even if it's a small fish, 150 pounds?
Yeah.
And you get your lip smacking meal with that thing?
Oh, dude.
Yeah. There is, in my opinion, nothing better. Bluefin, yellowfin, we love it all, right? But once you get that fresh swordfish, it is, I've never had anything close to it. Maybe a fatty salmon or something, but it is.
Swordfish is good. We've had plenty of it.
I'll bet so. Well, thanks for the text, Rory. Corey, why don't we jump into the phones?
Let's do it. How about John? John Cole from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, John.
Guys, I'm going to go to the sale next week. I'm going to buy a Calica 16A. I was going to ask Rick, I'm going to match it with the CalStar 775XH. Is that good enough, Rick?
I think a 775 extra heavy might be a little bit on the heavy side for a Talica 16. Talica 16 being most commonly used for like a 50 to 60 pound outfit, maybe 80. Nick, do you have a favorite model of rod if a guy was going to be fishing that 60 kind of?
Yeah, I would just fish the
middle?
I would just fish the H. I don't think you need the XH. The H is fine. The 775 at H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in there with that, and maybe even look if you like a CalStar and you like a 7.5 foot rod, maybe think about that 875 series. It's also 7.5 feet long, and that 875 extra heavy. Also 7.5 feet, but not built in the same rail rod way. I think that 775 XH is a fantastic big fish rod, but probably a little little bit on the extra heavy side for a Tac 16.
More for like a Talica 20 or Talica 25 on that rod.
Yeah, I agree. But whatever it is, we'll look forward to seeing you come down, John, and hopefully score a great one. Appreciate the phone call very much. Had another great text come through. Said, good morning, guys, from Dana. Also, Rick and Corey. Before I went to Cedros, I loaded up on MC Swim Baits at Dana Landing. My question is, what's the best way to store my MC Swim Baits for my next trip? Do you guys like plastic bags? Do you like keeping them in the tackle box? Do you like them in a Plano? Always looking for the hot tip. That's John in Huntington Beach.
Well, I mean, if you have an opinion, but I definitely do. They don't bleed. I've come across baits from 20 years ago in a bag, and they still look brand new. And I use a super high quality plastic material so that it does that. You know,
is that why they don't bleed?
That none of it bleeds, none of it shrinks, none of it. Like, there's a lot of companies, whether it's coming from overseas or wherever it might be coming from, they put fillers, they put the famous Sanko is filled with salt as a filler. And some guys add other things, and it extrudes, and you can hear this one and maybe realize, but some of them extrude in oil.
Oh, dude.
Like if you try to hold on to them for a year, they evaporate into like a goo of oil.
That leaks underneath every little divider in your Plano box.
I try to be polite about it.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I don't say it to blow smoke, and I don't say it because you're a great buddy. Like, an MC swim bait is exactly the same that you lost and found 4 years later.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's... I don't know that there's any others that are like that. I mean, it just isn't.
Yeah, I would keep them in a Ziploc just because I know the MCs are going to hold up, but if you have any other brands, say in a Plano box or something,
You don't want to mix them.
Yeah, you don't want to mix them up. So I like to keep most of that stuff in Ziplocs and then put it into the Plano as you're going fishing, few at a time, handful
storage
at a time.
As much pride as you two take in your shop and Rick you take in your shop, I take in the quality of what I put out. It's all in house, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There is no comparison.
Yeah. Well, and I wouldn't. That's the same for.
I would say the same if you weren't sitting here. I mean, there is just no comparison at all.
And at the end of the conversation, they're not overpriced. They're comparably priced to everybody else.
That's what blows me away. How about jumping on John's question? Say he stored them in a not ideal scenario. They got in a Plano box and the Plano box got tilted up and some of the baits got set. Like, what's the best way to?
Worst case scenario.
You got a kink in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how does one deal with that? Do you not? Do you just save it for Cedros where you're gonna get your bite on it anyways? Like, what's the move?
What would you do, Johnny? I mean, that's...
Put a heavier lead head on it.
There you go.
Use the bent ones with the heavier lead head because it's not as... The tail action isn't as critical, the bait's not going to want to roll on its side for you if you're using like an ounce and a half lead head with a 5-inch bait as opposed to like if you're trying to fish a 5-inch on like a half ounce lead head or something, more of a finesse presentation.
It wouldn't work as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this sounds like the move is don't do that in the first place.
Yeah, right.
Keep them straight. Keep them right.
Treat
it like anything else. You wouldn't treat a live bait that way.
No.
You're wanting the same result out of
it. Just stack them like cordwood in a Ziploc. And so when Johnny has their spring sale and they're priced right, when you have your sale next week and they're priced right,
load up.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, totally. No doubt about it. Well, hey, great text and appreciate it very much, John. Let's jump back into him, Corey.
How about Mike? Mike calling from Rosemead. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. I think it was late last year, I was fortunate and lucky enough to win a combination gift card that you mentioned earlier, the three tackle stores. So me and my wife, we had to go down to San Diego and figure out, stop by and check out the Dana Landing there, and I was in dire need of some deck boots. And so initially, as we drove up there, I've never been there before, so I see this small building. It wasn't a very big building, but moderate size. I thought, is this the place? And so we drove up, and I was fortunate fortunate enough to have an open driving spot right there as a front door, so I had the first spot there. And I walk in, and it automatically transformed into this huge building on the inside. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't. If you told me what color the paint was on the inside walls, I couldn't tell you because there was so much stuff in there. And the hustle. The hustle and bustle in there with the deli going on and everything, geez, I was just amazed of how organized the place was. And that's all I wanted to say. It was just, if I lived down there, I'd be hanging out there every day. But unfortunately, I live up here in the L.A. area, close to the Dodgers.
It was funny when Mike was...
That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to contribute that.
No, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. It was funny when Mike started. I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. It's freaking huge in there. And that's one of the advantages that you guys have is there's so much square footage that you get to be very deep on all of the things that you guys like. You know, it's not like if a guy wanted in and to go catch some calico bass or bay bass, and you have the ability to have a lot of depth in all of the things that you service. You don't have just this one thing here. You know, and Nick.
Sometimes I wish we did.
Yeah. I'll bet. It's a lot to keep up with. And you guys do such a good job, like you'd mentioned in the beginning of the show, of like really covering all of the fisheries that exist in saltwater in Southern California and beyond.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have a lot of travel guys and a lot of big marlin and people that go to other countries and cool poppers. And, you know, one of the things I love so much about East County Bait and Tackle is all of the trick custom baits and things that they have. And I always love going through Dana because you guys do a lot of that on the saltwater side too, you know, whether it be special marlin lures or special stick baits. I mean,
I try to keep a little bit of that stuff, you know, coming, rolling through a little specialty stuff. Yeah.
Got to keep people on their toes.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, hey, we appreciate the phone call very much. It's been a very busy morning so far. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Let's jump back into them with a text. Says, guys, what a great show this is. My question is all about tides. What tide do you think is best for spotty fishing in Mission Bay and beyond? Also, does the moon have a big effect on catching the grumpy sized spotties? That's from Todd in San Diego.
Well, tide is everything in the bay. You know, without the water movement, it's the bites are going to be difficult to get. If you had to choose, I would choose an incoming tide.
Yeah.
Okay. And I like an incoming tide with a little bit lower light, even better. You know, so like evening. You know, I'll kind of keep an eye on the calendar and like look for evenings where the incoming tide comes. You know, coincides with sunset. And that's my go-to for bay fishing. But
say that one more time. Like, if you could pick the ideal day. Incoming tide in the afternoon.
Yeah, through the sunset. Okay. Like so you're fishing into dusk.
Right.
You know, I'm not really a night fisherman. Like, I know a lot of guys now fish spotties and stuff at night, but I like that incoming tide in the evening. But that being said, it doesn't matter as long as there's movement. Outgoing tide is fine. As far as the moon cycle, like you always get the biggest tides are on the full moon and the new moon. So, I think for bigger bass, it's more of spot targeting.
Okay.
You know, I think you're going to find the bigger spotties on, like on a hard structure, not just over the weed beds, around docks or pilings or stuff like that. And then it's the conditions still has to be there.
Like a big fish owns this piece of territory.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're not cruising around waiting for an opportunity. Like, you own the spot.
Like when I used to fish quite a bit and when I would come back in to the cove where the marina, you know, into the marina cove on the way in, there was a few spots where there was old dock floats sitting on the bottom, and it would get little there's like a weed.
Johnny's giving all
there's
up,
like
man.
A weed that grows in the bay that's not kelp.
It's brown
it looks kind of like mini kelp, and there you could tell where those boxes were because there'd be little stalks of that stuff coming up and like coming back in, like not every time, but you know, you'd stick a big one.
That's
stick
cool.
Stick one over 2 pounds on one of those, you know.
That's
whereas
good times.
Whereas when you're fishing out, you know, drifting big areas of flat, like you don't necessarily get, you know, you get more numbers, but not necessarily the big ones. Although, you know, you never never know. Sometimes there's like a
2 to 3 pounder.
Or like a clam bed where like every fish is like, you know, pound and a half to 2 pounds or something. So
Mission Bay is such a cool spot. It really is. And the fact you have the blue skiffs for rent. I mean, if somebody's listening and like wants to take their grandchild or just take him and his buddy or her and, you know, her buddy or whatever it might be, it is so friendly and it's just so, like, how much are the skiff rentals?
$60 for 4 hours or $90 for the day.
Are you kidding?
That's crazy, right? You can't pay to park in downtown for a baseball game for that. You can't pay to park your car. You don't fish for the day. Yeah. It's so rad. Yeah. And this radio show is not like a fluffed version of it. Like, this is who these guys
this
are
legit.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can walk in and see Nick, and you can walk in and see Johnny, and, hey, man, I really want to go do this. And they'll walk you through the shop, and they'll help you pick baits, and they'll help you pick gear and where to go and what to do. Like, I've seen it 100 times. I ask myself, like, they're so dialed in there. It's awesome.
And if you're in anywhere in the Southern California Basin and you can drive 2 hours and just hop in a skiff for $60 or $90 all day. Ridiculous. One of the coolest fisheries.
The one thing with the skiffs is the word's out and they do sell out. And so now we have like an online reservation system where you can go and prepay for them online. The only caveat is if you're going to reserve it, you have to take the full day.
Okay.
Right. So if you're like Friday through Sunday, plan on getting a reservation
But if you and I were going to rent a skiff and $45 a piece,
that's what I'm saying.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
And they have bait tanks, so you can go over and get live bait. So I mean, if you want to fish, you know, bass and halibut and corvina, I mean.
And one of the quiet things that happens in Mission Bay is that late winter, springtime, and early summer halibut fishery.
Dude,
yep.
You can always tell when the word is out and those things are biting, because again we keep our boat there, so when we come in from fishing, like, you'll see 4 skiffs all anchored up, you know, around the different bridge ponds, probably because, you know, Nick drew them the map of this is where to go, and like, you'll see those guys crush them. It's wild.
It's not just really 22-24 inches.
No way.
20 to 30 pounds sometimes.
Yeah, we've seen a couple this year.
Yeah.
Pushing probably 25, yeah.
What a rad thing.
Getting all fired up.
I think it's awesome. That's cool.
Right. Get the slugs out.
I know. Hey, don't give that one up. Come on now. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup more from Johnny and Nick, and we're having a great time. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
A 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, launched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass at the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, 12 diesel pumps, easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember, a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus Rod and SK Jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars, saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun in studio today with, with Johnny and Nick. And you want to join us? A couple ways to do it. 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. And we're giving away a $100 gift card to one of the three shops, which not only Johnny and Nick down at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, but there's East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. And couple cool shops.
No doubt about
several cool shops.
I want to revisit the Bay Bass Blue Skiff fishing. Yeah. Obviously got the rundown on boats and time and how. What about gear wise for both of you guys? What's the ideal outfit? What's the ideal outfit for a numbers day on the bay? I'm taking my boys fishing, and I just want to go get bites. I'm not worried about catching a 3-pounder, but I just want to go get bites on spotties. What's the ideal outfit that's in your hand, and maybe what's tied onto it?
I have really gone back to the spinning reel. So a 2500 or 3000 size spinning reel, and then any rod rated 8 to 17 pretty much. Right now I kind of really enjoy something that gives some lure that gives me feedback. So I'm fishing like an 8 to 10 foot diving crankbait. That, for me, there's been days I've been doing really well on that. Jig para tail spin, 18 gram jig para tail spin, you know, is another one that I find I can cover a lot of water. I can cast it really far. I can burn it up on top. I can slow roll it and tickle the grass on the bottom.
And a tail spin's kind of...
Like an inline spinner.
It's got a blade on it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like a little hard, almost like a vibration bait, and then it has a blade on the back of it. Yeah.
Sounds like good times. A little flash and vibration.
Yeah. Ned rig is another great one. You know, you can, a lot of times in the skiff, I'll fish two rods, and I'll have one with, say, like a Berkeley, you know, gulp fluke of some sort, like 5 or 6 inch fluke, and I'll just feed line out 50 feet and let that just kind of bang off the bottom.
No.
And I'll get bit just letting that thing just kind of do its own thing in the current while I'm fishing a tailspin or fishing.
No weight on that?
Not
really?
Usually. Sometimes I'll fish a sled head, you know, maybe, you know, a Texas rig with like an eighth of an ounce, you know, maybe a quarter of an ounce, no more than a quarter of an ounce, but yeah.
It's all fishy stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
What about you, Johnny?
It depends on the condition, you know, the right. Clear water, you got to go. I like to go with something that's not really vibrating, you know. So clear water, I like the flukes. I've fished like the small slugs that Corey has sometimes, with like an 8-ounce lead head. I'll fish little tube baits. If it's getting low light, I like a rig.
Okay,
a rig with some blades on it, and you know, three or four
almost two
baits on it. Yeah,
right.
And you can cover ground. It gets bit. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And Mission Bay is a pretty safe place to fish something like that, because you know you got a nice A rig that's loaded up with baits and lead heads and everything else. Like you're throwing something that's got some bucks attached.
Yeah, $35. yeah.
You know,
it's a $35
maybe. Where you get it for $35, man? James Dana Landing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's on the low end.
Yeah, really.
No doubt. Yeah, you talk about the A-rig itself and then putting five lead heads and five swim baits. Yeah. I mean, you got some bucks invested. But what I'm getting at is Mission Bay has a lot of area where it's safe to fish that. Yeah. You're fishing a lot of eelgrass and a lot of mud and not a lot of places that's going to take that thing from you.
As long as the only A-rig I've lost is, like, I cast it off. I'm just like, and I was just like, got this thing. I, like, cast off. I'm like, oh. And then I was like, oh. Oh, no.
You're not losing one at a time. You're losing five at a time. Like, oh. But, again, you talk about a lure that's great for getting bites. There's no denying it. You get your bites out of that thing.
You look at our harbors up and down the coast, and, like, Newport, you know, you've got Oceanside. You've got all these lagoons and stuff up and down the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they thrive on looking for a little patch of eelgrass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of those harbors, Los Alamitos Harbor and, you know, Huntington Harbor, there's some in there for sure, but not like Mission Bay. Mission Bay
acres and acres.
It is, completely. Yeah. And you look at a spotted bay bass, and those bars on them are the shadowing of the eelgrass. They're meant to, like, hug right up against it and to fish something weedless, like, get it in there. Even on light line, like you're talking about, is just so bite-friendly. You know?
Talked about Sail Bay and, you know, in the areas around Fiesta, and there's, like, huge. And you could literally drift over giant flats, no specific spot, and make a half-hour drift that to somebody from the outside looking in, it looks like you were just casting into no man's land.
Right.
But underneath you're just acres of that set, and there's so much bait fish in Mission Bay, and it's such the killer ambush spot for a spotty that's in that grass waiting to eat a bait fish up above. It's just, you couldn't put pen to paper and draw a more perfect scenario.
And the one thing that is consistent is that it's never consistent. So
that's
people
true.
Always say, like, where should I fish? And it's like, well, you just got to go try it out, because one day you find them one day in one spot, like, loaded up, and, like, we're going back there, and then they won't be there. So they definitely move all around. Sometimes you just have to look for signs. Like, sometimes you'll be, you know, because you're always bringing grass back to the boat with you, and then you realize, like, wait, when I'm catching green grass, I'm getting bit, you know, so they're in the live grass right now. Or maybe when I'm catching brown grass, I'm getting bit, so maybe they're in, like, the more dead spots. There might be little zones where, like, it'll bite for during a certain moon phase or tide cycle, but for the most part, you got to go around. There's you know, in the wintertime, you look for the cormorants get in the bay, and there'll be, like, kind of big raft ups of cormorants. Like, those things are falling around schools of bait, you know, so it's a pretty good bet to, you know, you find those, you fish around them.
That's,
you know, the bass are moving around in that bay all the time. They're not just, like, hanging out in one spot where you're gonna catch them, you know, every time you go. You gotta just, you know, I tell people, if you're going on the shore or whether you're going in a boat, you just gotta, you drift in the boat. We do have some customers who anchor, you know, and fish a lure, and the way they do it is they anchor and they fish, you know, an arc all the way around the boat. You know, they cast, you know, 108, you know, maybe they're working one direction in the current, then they just pull up the anchor and let the boat drift 100 feet and then drop it anchor again. Yeah. And then, you know, that way they can fish lighter lures,
eight ounce
instead of having, you know, because if you're drifting and there's a little bit of breeze at all, like, you know, a lot of times you need, like, 3/8 to get down. But if you think, like, a smaller presentation is going to get a bit better, then, you know, you drop the anchor, fan cast,
and you can work it.
Pop the anchor, move, fan cast, and then all of a sudden you'll hit a spot where you're anchored up, where you might pull 7, 15 fish, you know.
That's so cool about Mission Bay. If you put the time in, you will find those flurries. And those flurries, like you say, you can, it's wide open fishing. It's not uncommon. Even a guy that's no expert to grab a skiff and work around and have a 30, a 40, a 50 fish day. Like, it's not uncommon to do that down there.
Yeah,
yeah. Water clarity is a big component also. You know, some days they're in that off green colored water, some days are in brown colored water, like, some days are in the gin clear. So you have to be willing to go to different spots. If you're, you know, if I fish for an hour in gin clear water and I'm not getting bit, I'm going to do the complete opposite, and I'm going to go find the dirtiest, gnarliest water possible and then work, you know, to some kind of medium at some point.
Yeah, sometimes it's just drive around till you find that stained water and the fish.
Right.
Maybe the fish might be everywhere, but that's where they're biting.
That's a great point, too. Yeah. That's awesome. Right. Good info. As you can hear, we got a great show. Phones have been very busy this morning. If you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090, your opportunity to talk to Nick and Johnny. We're going to go back to the text with a great one. Says, hey, guys, what a great show. My question is, do you guys service big saltwater reels, and how often do you feel that should be done? I typically fish a handful of three-day trips every year.
We do service all those reels. It depends on, you know, how wet they got when you were fishing, in my opinion. Or if you caught big fish, you know, that spun a lot of line off, you're winding a lot of water back into the reel. So, you know, they probably don't have to be done every year, but the more often you get them done, the less you're going to spend on parts. So if you can do it like every year or every other year, they're like, it's a real simple go through. We go through, you know, clean the bearings, oil them. If it's been a few years, or if you're waiting until they're starting to have problems, then it starts, you know, bearing replacement and, you know, parts and stuff end up adding quite a bit to the repair cost.
We'll see a lot of reels come off of some of our sport boats in here, and like the reel mechanics just plead with those guys, like, man, if you could just have two sets of tackle where, like, you know, on a sport boat, obviously they're getting used every day, where, like, you know, at the end of 6 months, you just give everything and then take this other batch. Working, servicing a reel that is still working is so much different than waiting for, this, you know,
it's all locked up.
Quote unquote, this froze up. This doesn't work anymore. Like, that reel's, the service bill is three times that of, you know, it's service, it's maintenance. You know what I mean? If you were able to maintain it, like you say, you'll be so much farther along. And we're certainly not there yet, but as we're, you know, in the latter part of the season, man, wait until you're, you know, this gentleman, Nick, was talking about his, he goes on a few 3 days. You know, when you're done with your last 3 day and that itch, you know, you had to scratch and you jumped on one or two more late day and a half and you got in on that big elephant. Then when you're done, take your, you know, take your main reels and just send them in. Bring them into Nick and Johnny and get the service done.
The thing I would suggest is bring your, just drop a reel off. You know, don't bring 12 reels in and be like, oh, dude, you're not going to have this done in a week. You know, like, like, bring one at a time. So that way you're kind of rotating.
That's a great way
you're
to go
you're
about
rotating
it.
One reel out of your quiver, you know, to, you know, that way they all stay fresh.
Great. Yeah. Great info.
Good, cool.
And you know, the thing is too, with you talk about how often do it, that it's become a tough call. Reels are so good that you can get that long amount of time out of it and not have problems. You know, when everybody was using a Jigmaster and a Newell 332, like, the drags burned up every half a dozen trips, so you had to pull the reel apart, and things were getting fresh coats of grease, and, you know, then you looked at it and realized, oh, that bearing's probably going to start to go, I'm just going to pop a new one in. And when you were forced to service your reels all the time because the drags were always gone, you'd spot problems before they started. Now we have reels. I don't know if I've ever had to replace a drag washer out of a Talica 12.
Crazy.
No, you don't. 1,000 trips and caught 1,000 fish. Like, that doesn't go bad, but, you know, but they're all saltwater parts, and saltwater is going to get its way to everything. So you just don't do the upkeep as much as you should. And I know that I'm very guilty of it. That's
right?
For sure.
All of us.
I still say a year, you know, and once a year, November, December, you know, when you're going out bird hunting or you're doing something that, you know, non-swordfish related, you know, you can bring them in and, you know, give us 2 to 4 weeks. You know, most of the time it's going to take 3 to 4 weeks.
And props to Dougie, man. How long has Dougie been at the shop?
I don't know.
20, 30 years. Yeah, I was going to say 20, 30.
Like, 25
years.
I've been there for 30 years and longer than I have.
I've known Dougie from, I've worked with Dougie from way before the shop. So he's good at it. You know, he's very thorough. And, he, you know, we kind of have a system on, you know, what lubricants we use and what greases we use, and everything, you know, gets done the same way.
Shout out to Dougie, man. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're at the top of the hour break. We're going to come back. We've got catch reports, your calls, text them more when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear: spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife: brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.